in Iraq in the wake of the war, many women are so fearful of being attacked and raped that they are refusing to leave their homes. That's what U.S. journalist Lauren Sandler discovered while traveling around the country. She's currently in Baghdad, where Day to Day's Madeline Brand reached her.
Lauren, you've been traveling in Iraq for about a month now. What are you seeing?
Well, it's actually an amazingly fascinating place. I expected people to be very embittered and sort of closed off, but instead you find people bringing you into their homes for lunch for several hours, and they want to tell you everything that's happened to them since the regime rose and now that it's fallen, what their lives are like.
And you say women had very little fear of crime before the war. Why was that?
Well, I wouldn't say it was very little fear of crime. It was much less fear of crime from criminals who were not, let's say, state-sponsored criminals. Most of the fear was directed towards the regime. The regime was responsible for many crimes against women. You know, Saddam's Caligula-like son, Uday, was responsible for kidnapping many women, bringing them to his parties every night, raping the hell out of them. And Saddam even had people on the salary, on the regime's salary, that would rape the women who were married to men that he suspected of being spies or something like that. But it's really now that there's been a rise in kidnapping and rapes within the whole general community, in part because Saddam threw open the doors of the prison and granted general amnesty to criminals before the regime fell, and also that, you know, there's barely a police system functioning here, and the police system that is functioning is definitely not thinking about women.
And so how are the women reacting to that?
Oh, well, they're miserable and they're terrified, and so you have, at least in Baghdad, a city of women who would go out until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning on weeknights as a regular thing, and now for months women have been shut inside their homes. I'm often walking down streets where for blocks you can see no women at all. It's like they vanished.
And these are women who were free to live normal lives.
Absolutely. I spent a lot of time with a lawyer who, you know, she's so proud of her work as a lawyer that she refuses to get married for fear that it will get in the way of her lawyerly duties. And yet when I went with her to her office, it was the first time in 6 months she had been there. And while we were sitting there and she was pushing the dust around her desk, she said, you know, this is the last time I need to do this for a while. I feel much safer at home.
And how are the American forces responding? Are they stepping up their patrols and trying to be more effective in protecting women?
Unfortunately, it really doesn't seem that way. They will tell you that they have many, many things to think about. They are dealing with a police force that, you know, the police force is tribal. The police force is largely Islamic. These are not men who have been trained to deal with women in crisis. And the entire crisis response system is sort of in the same boat. You know, I've met women social workers in courts, and you ask them what they talk to women about, and you learn that basically their job is to counsel couples who have come to the court for a divorce not to get divorced. Rape does not come up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madeline.
Lauren Sandler is an American journalist looking at issues of women and culture in Iraq with the Carr Foundation.
That interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brand.